Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Roxanne and Luke each have 2. Ophira has 4.
Whoa!
We flipped a coin. Luke is elected to go second, so Roxanne, that means you're up first. Here we go. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, an Ohio man was arrested and charged with planning an attack on the blank.
U.S. Capitol.
Right. In the fulfillment of promises he made in December, President Obama announced that the U.S. would begin loosening its travel restrictions on blank.
Cuba.
Right. On Monday, ISIS hackers briefly took over the U.S. Central Command's blank.
Their Twitter account.
Indeed. According to a report from the Labor Department, there are now more blanks available in the U.S. than at any time since 2001.
Jobs.
Right. A Florida driver who threw a bag of cocaine out of his sunroof was busted anyway because it blanked.
Because the police picked it up and it didn't splatter all over. And
well, not you're close, but not quite. Because it landed gently on the hood of the police car that was chasing him. The Grand Budapest Hotel and Birdman led the nominations for the 2015 Blank Awards.
Academy Awards.
Right. Thousands of people flooded the streets of Columbus to celebrate Blank's championship win over the University of Oregon.
Ohio State!
Yes, a Minnesota police officer suspected a woman had been drinking after she told him that her address was Blank.
1600 Pennsylvania Drunk Avenue.
Oh, so close. She said, my address is 21780. I'm drunk. The officer's first clue that the woman may have been under the influence came when he noticed that she was parked in his driveway. When he asked her how much she'd had to drink that night, she told him, probably a lot, and then proceeded to say that her address was 21780. I'm drunk.
She sounds like a blast.
Bill, how did Roxanne do in our quiz?
She got 6 right for 12 more points. She now has 14 points and the lead.
That was Roxanne-erific, Roxanne. Next up, Mr. Luke Burbank. Here we go, Luke, fill in the blank. On Wednesday, the first post-attack issue of Blank sold out within minutes of being released.
Charlie Hebdo.
Right. A federal judge ruled Thursday that Michigan must recognize the 300 blanks it performed last year.
Gay marriages.
Yes. A newly elected councilman in Virginia blanked just in time to take the oath of office.
Turned 18.
No, got out of jail. Health officials in California have reported that Disneyland was ground zero for a recent outbreak of blank.
Awesomeness.
Measles. Heisman Trophy winner Marcus Mariota announced he planned to forgo his final year of college and enter the blank.
NFL.
Right, the draft. An engineer for India's Public Works Department was fired after he failed to blank.
After he failed to dig a tunnel to Pakistan.
No, he was fired after he failed to show up to work for 24 years.
Because of the tunnel.
The engineer began taking paid leave in 1990, and when he didn't return for 2 years, the Public Works Department started an investigation. Which took 15 years for investigators to conclude that, yeah, it looks like this guy is not showing up for work. And after that, it took another 7 quick years for them to decide to fire the employee. The head of the department says he is taking the matter seriously and has told the engineer that his desk had to be cleaned out by 2035. Bill, how did Luke do on our quiz?
Save it, Curtis.
I'm sorry to report, Luke got 3 right. 6 more points. That gives him 8 total. But Roxanne still has the lead at 14.
So here's the math problem we give you every week, Bill. How many does Ophira need?
5 to tie, Ophira. Nope. 6 to win.
All right.
Here we go, Ophira. This is for the game Fill in the Blank.
Yes.
According to a new report from the U.S. Treasury, the federal blank is now the smallest it has been since 2007.
The debt is low.
The deficit, yes.
Yes, thank you.
The National Transit Safety Board announced it would be investigating an electrical malfunction that forced the evacuation of a subway station in blank.
Washington, D.C.
Yes, the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office was forced to replace a rug in their entrance area after noticing the official seal printed on it said blank.
In Dog We Trust.
Right. Amazon announced this week that blank would be creating a new show for their streaming video service.
YouTube.
Woody Allen would be
what?
Creating a new show.
That's amazing.
A government-run charity event in Malaysia was criticized when instead of cash, it gave homeless people blank instead.
Oh, doll heads.
No, it... That's both wrong and creepy. It gave the homeless people household appliances.
Oh.
The annual charity event, which is held by the Ministry of Federal Territories, invited over 2,000 homeless people to come by and collect coffee makers, electric whisks, and ovens.
Oh.
The minister admits that this may have been a mistake and says that next year they'll strive to give the homeless population something more useful, like a nice set of curtains. Bill.
Well, she got three right.
Yeah.
Six more points for a total of 10.
See?
Four short. Four short of Roxanne, who has 15 and is this week's champion.
Well done, Roxanne.